Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we ended by saying there are reasons why we believe what we do, and this is why the two disciples on their way to Emmaus are now wandering on the road to Emmaus seem to be hopeless and lost. You know, there are millions of professing Christians that cannot accept that God would ever allow such a perplexity to happen to them. And there's so much teaching out there that supports the denial of this possibility. Christians have been taught that God speaks to them continually in the form of inward promptings or feelings, words spoken in their mind, and through signs and wonders. Now, all is true. But despite the fact that God can speak these ways, the Bible states outright that this is not, repeat, not primarily the way in which God speaks today. In Hebrews 1:1-2, the writer, whom I believe to be Paul, shares, God, who at sundry times or in different ways, in different kinds, and in diverse manners or different ways in different styles, spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto, you ready for this? Us by his Son, Hebrews 1:1-2. Now, the Greek language in these two verses bring out the real truth. God used to speak to people in all different kinds of ways, such as through prophecy. But now God is primarily speaking to his people in one way, today, in one way, and that is in his Son. The Greek meaning is sunwise for in his Son. In other words, since Christianity is Christ in us, Colossians 1:27, God today is speaking to his people through a progressive inward realization of his Son. In short, God is revealing Christ and his people. Jesus is the Word, John 1:1-17. Jesus is the written Word, the Logos, that God is speaking today. Yes, an inward revelation of Jesus Christ, because an inward experiencing of Jesus Christ always results in a renewed mind and heart. Let me say that again. But, you know, an inward revelation of Jesus Christ, an experience in Christ, always results in a renewed mind and heart. It always changes our perspective and understanding of God himself. And that always opens us up, not only to trusting him the more when we do not understand, but it opens us up to be able to understand the things that we don't understand. I hope you got that, my brother. But let's take this a little further, just another step. Believers and maybe not Christians, you know, there is a big difference between the two, you know, should not need to have God tell them things or to lead them to do certain things. Wow, I hope you're sitting down. The believers should know Christ. And if that happens, then things can be revealed, but in the context of knowing him, which will keep them in the truth. So the more we know Christ, the more we'll be in the truth. Because I know Christ and have a relationship with him, I do not need for God to tell me to go and minister in a church, or I don't need God to tell, you know, me to tell someone about Jesus, or even go overseas. And why? Because he has trained me. He has taught me the lessons I need to have to learn to function and be successful to operate in him. Now, if I start to get off track because I have a relationship with him and I love him and want to do what he wants me to do, when I get off track, or if I get off track, then he will rein me in. He will get my attention and let me know I need a course correction, or by his leading, it's full speed ahead. Amen? You know, to go overseas, money for a ticket and other expenses are needed. So if money for the ticket and other expenses do not come in, well, we will be content on waiting on the Lord to provide, or even not going at all. We are happy and content going overseas or not going overseas to minister. After all, it is not about going overseas to minister. Let me say that again. For us, it's not about going overseas to minister. or ministering overseas, but doing what God wants us to do. That's what it's about. God loves us at home or abroad. Going is not the issue, but being led by the Lord in our going and being able to see the Lord's leading, now that is the issue. You know, the natural man is going to interpret God and interpret the Christian life through the perspective of self and through the desires of his heart. We will be governed by our emotions and our intellect and our pride. We will be governed and perhaps even deceived by our own religiosity. Thus, we will tend to believe whatever we want to believe of God, because God is leading us, right? We will tend to assume that however we feel must be how God feels. This is the natural course for most Christians and some believers that I know. And God must allow us to travel down that road. He often will allow us to take a path that is going to result in devastation. It is the only way that we can be brought to repentance, and it is the only way he can show us the truth in so many areas. Can we accept the possibility that at any point in time that we simply do not know something? Wow. That presently we cannot know? There's something that we do not know? That there is more truth about our situation and there is more truth about ourselves? Truth that is outside of our frame of reference? And perhaps the biggest question of all is this one. Do we really want the truth? Do we really want Jesus Christ? Do we really want the will and the purpose of God, no matter what that it takes, no matter the cost? Well, if we do, God will bring us to that point. The bottom line is we cannot see answers, and we cannot interpret then the answers according to the truth, really, until we see Jesus. This does not mean that the goal is to see answers. Oh no, that is not the goal. But the goal is to see Jesus. But once we see Jesus, our eyes will be open to much more. Job said in Job 42:5, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eyes see thee, wherefore I abhor and repent in the dust and ashes. Job 42:5. When we see Jesus, we also see ourselves as compared to his holiness. Isaiah in Isaiah 6:1 said, I saw also the Lord sitting on a throne, the throne of our heart, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. But notice Isaiah's reaction to seeing the Lord in verse 5. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts, Isaiah 6:5. When we see Jesus, we see truth, especially about ourselves, first. Then secondly, the truth about Christ. So, the solution to perplexity is not more information. Oh no, it is unconditional faith that will lead to revelation, seeing Jesus. More next week on the road to fellowship as we will start looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. This has been David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, hoping and trusting that you have a great day today, and your week to come will be a great week in God. You will allow the Holy Spirit to open up your heart, and you will allow the Holy Spirit to minister the truths, and you will accept the things that you can accept, and just move in the things that God has for you in your life. This is my prayer. Open up your spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you, for only in that is life, and in that the truths of the Word of God will come alive and be real in your heart and in your life, and then you will be able to see the Lord high and lifted up, filling the train, or the glory, the train of your temple. God bless, and talk to you next week. Amen.